Hello and welcome to the Pop-Up Thrift Shop with DJ Frederick, an occasional program that's a supplement to Radio Thrift Shop. Focusing on one area or one topic, one musician or one album. And this is program one of the Pop-Up Thrift Shop. I was inspired to do this by reading a zine called Tales from the Orchid. It's actually called Glass Orchid, and the issue is number 4, in which Glass Orchid relates a tale of finding a Holy Grail album by David and Anthony. So I'm going to read from Glass Orchid number 4 and play some tunes by David and Anthony. Glass Orchid writes, "One rainy Pittsburgh day, I climbed the stairs of the record store as I had done so many times before. I was greeted by the familiar paper mold smell, the smell of success. After a browse through the This Just In bin, I was left unsatisfied. The bin was paltry. I wasn't going to leave empty-handed. I needed to walk out with something awesome. I decided it would be one of those days that I would flip through everything A to Z, roughly 3,000 to 4,000 records. Combing through this many records in one sitting requires me to be in a slightly hungover but good frame of mind. I was ready for the challenge. Somewhere in the D's, before the onset of raccoon paw or digger's hand, as doctors call it, I had found a record that would lead me on a bizarre journey for almost a year. There were two anonymous faces floating in the middle of a dark and quiet street. The bottom read, David and Anthony, Walnut Street. At first glance, I figured it was going to be just another Christian praise album, which seemed to flood the racks these days. It wasn't. When I flipped to the back to see the song listings, it was chock full of Simon and Garfunkel cuts. I was able to recognize just about every track. The Band, Bee Gees, Dylan. These guys had a good choice of tunes. I rushed it over to the listening station and put it on side one. I read the Allen Ginsberg Stream of Consciousness styled liner notes as the first seconds of Hazy Shade of Winter played. I couldn't help but notice the casual reference to Pittsburgh and some of its outlying neighborhoods. The recording credits brought it all into light. A small box boasted, "Recorded live on location at the Casbah, Walnut Street, Pittsburgh." Thank you. David and Anthony were local boys playing stuff from the 60s. Simply put, this was a grail that I never knew existed. I skipped around, giving each track a brief intro. It sounded fantastic. How long had this record been sitting there, waiting for me to find it? Just exactly who were David and Anthony? Where are they today? What's the story behind this album? So many questions came to mind. I returned back to the bins, but the anticipation of listening to Walnut Street on my home turntable was too much to ratchet my head around. I passed my cash over the counter and zipped home.
Sit on a drink of coffee, caps fill all indifference like shells upon the shore. You can hear the ocean roar in the dimming conversation and the superficial sighs on the borders of our lives. And you read your Emily Dickinson, Lyra Robert Frost, and we know to praise what is what we lost. Like a poem poorly written, we are verses out of rhythm, couplets out of rhyme, in syncopated time, and the dangling conversation, and the superficial sighs of the borders of our life. As we speak of things that matter, words that must be said, can analysis be worthwhile to the eternally dead? And now the room is softly faded, and I only kiss your shadow. I cannot be alone. You're a stranger now, learn to me, lost in the dangling conversation and the superficial sighs of the borders of our lives.
This is DJ Frederick, and you're listening to the Pop-Up Thrift Shop, an occasional supplement to the Radio Thrift Shop, and I've been reading from a zine called Glass Orchid, issue number 4, and playing music by David and Anthony. I got home, cranked my player, dropped the needle, laid back on the couch, and tried to transport myself to the Casbah sometime around 1968. Hazy Shade of Winter played, this time sounding even fuller coming from my own turntable. The record drifted into Dangling Conversation and then House of the Rising Sun. Kathy's song had the perfect amount of reverb on it. I prefer this cut to Paul Simon's original. The echo gives the feel of openness, which allows the vocal phrasing to punctuate more effectively.
Memory it falls, soft and warm, continuing, tapping on my roof and wall. And from the shelter of my mind, through the window of my eyes, I gaze beyond the rain street to England, where my heart lies. My mind's distracted and diffused, my thoughts are many miles away. They lie with you when you're asleep and kiss you when you start your day. And a song I was writing is left undone,
I don't know why I spend my time writing songs I can't believe. Words that tear and strain to rhyme. And so you see, I have come to doubt all that I once held as true. I stand alone without beliefs. The only truth I know is you. And as I watch the drops of rain weave their weary path and die, I know that I am like the rain. There before the grace of you go I.
This is DJ Frederick, and you're listening to Pop Up Thrift Shop. I've been reading about the discovery of the David and Anthony album Walnut Street from Glass Orchid No. 4. And for more information about Glass Orchid, check out glassorchidmag.blogspot.com. From that album, we've heard I Started a Joke, Dangling Conversation, and Kathy's Song. I'm going to play a rare 7-inch vinyl single released by David and Anthony on Aquarius Records. Here's Ozark Land. Okay, that's going to do it for the first edition of the Pop-Up Thrift Shop, where I've been exploring the music of David and Anthony from their Walnut Street LP, and reading from the zine Glass Orchid, number 4. For more information, check out glassorchidmag.blogspot.com. This is DJ Frederick from Radio Thrift Shop. Remember, wherever you are on the planet, take good care of yourself, take good care of your community, and take good care of those you love.